From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, everyone. We're back and continuing our look at how management mistakes fueled the Me Too movement and what you should know as a leader and a manager so that you'll make sure your workplace is safe for everyone. We mentioned that it's not about just what's illegal. It's about what's right or wrong. It's also not about what happens on the clock. Many times we've been trained to think that if it happens in the workplace, then we're responsible for it. But what we now know in the stories that have emerged about sexual misconduct, powerful people would use opportunities outside of work to use their influence to try to force themselves on coworkers. And that does affect the workplace, and you are responsible for keeping it from happening. Similarly, you don't have to be a supervisor or a manager to be a harasser. It's about a power differential. If you are a very experienced person, if you are a highly paid person, if you're a star in the organization, it is possible that you have used your power inappropriately. And what we also now know is that we have to look out for the least powerful people in the workplace. And who are they? They're interns, they're part-timers, they're freelancers, they're the newest employee. All of these people want to make a good impression. They are the least likely to complain because they don't want to be seen in a negative light. And there are predators who will take advantage of that. Similarly, the EEOC's reporting has found that people who work in businesses that require a great amount of customer satisfaction for the employees to be paid well, for example, wait staff who are dependent on tips, they are extremely vulnerable to abuse. And so it's important for us to have systems that protect them. One of the other things that we now know is that the good old days really weren't that good for women and people of color, people who were minorities. You'll often hear people say, you know, back in the day, we didn't have to worry about being politically correct. You could say or do what you wanted, and nobody took offense. Well, what we now know is that people were harmed. They just didn't have the power to talk about it. And so if you thought they were going along, they might have been going along to get along and to survive, but they weren't happy. And it's wrong to say that the good old days were so much better. We also now know that language matters. You know, we can minimize certain behaviors by using language like, oh, that person is a ladies' man, or he's handsy. We talked about that at the PowerShift Summit. Handsy. What does that mean? It almost sounds cute, doesn't it? Well, imagine, and this is what I said at the summit, if every time you thought about using the word handsy or heard it said, you substituted the word, oh, molesty for it. You know, he's molesty. Of course, that paints a different picture, doesn't it? We also now know that a passion for excellence no longer excuses incivility. For as long as I've been working with managers, I would hear that, oh, so-and-so has a real passion for excellence, and that's why they're tough on people. Well, your passion does not give you a pass to abuse people. And we've now seen that people have lost their jobs because they flew into a fit of rage and demeaned people for mistakes that they thought were unforgivable, but frankly, weren't. We also know that whisper networks are what kept conversations quiet about sexual misconduct. People thought they couldn't talk to management, so they whispered to each other to avoid certain people. And now we know that unless those whisper networks get loud, there won't be information for fair investigations to take place. And yes, organizations want to do fair investigations, and that's why documentation is so important. Even if you didn't have a witness to something that is happening to you, write it down, tell someone, make a record of it. Because in the reporting about the many sexual misconduct occasions in media, the reporters behind those stories said that even though they went back years, they could find people that victims had talked with, people they told that story to, and that built their credibility and it gave the reporters the strength and conviction to tell those stories. Another important point, enablers are now putting their careers at risk. You know, you have been may have been the person that said, oh, avoid so-and-so today because he or she's in a terrible mood and you know what'll happen. Or be careful around this person when he or she drinks because you know what'll happen. Well, if you've been just giving people warnings but not reporting the misconduct, you could be contributing to the problem and putting your own career at risk. Now, here's one last thing, and it's important to know. People can still fall in love at work. It isn't wrong to think that you could be attracted to someone, but if there's a power differential between you, be careful, be transparent, and know that no means no. These are just a few of the lessons we're learning from the Me Too movement and how management or mismanagement contributed to the problems of sexual misconduct, harassment, discrimination, and incivility. And what we want to do now is make certain we've learned from those lessons and create better, safer, stronger workplaces. Let's do that together. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.